Next is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 9th chapter, text number 44, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on March 26, 1976, in New Delhi, India.
Translation. My dear Lord Nrisimhadev, I see there are many saintly persons indeed, that they are simply interested for their own deliverance, and thus, without caring for big cities and towns, they go to the Himalayan forest for meditating, taking anubrata, the vow of silence. They are not interested to deliver others. So far I am concerned, I do not wish to be liberated alone and leave aside all these poor fools and rascals. I know that without Krishna consciousness, without taking shelter of your lotus feet, nobody can be happy. And therefore, I wish to bring them to you, to the shelter of your lotus feet.
Prai nadeva munaya sabhukti kama mongnam charanti vidane na parata nishtha naitan vihaya tipanana vimumuksa ipo nandang tadasya saranang brahmato nupasthe. This is the conviction of a perfectly convincing Krishna consciousness moment. The preacher who are preaching Krishna consciousness, they must be convinced that without accepting Krishna consciousness, nobody has any means of escaping these stringent laws of materialism. It is everywhere stated, in the Bhagavad Gita also it is stated, Mami Vaja Prapadjante, Maya Me Thangsavanta. Unfortunately, the conditioned soul, although they are very, very much afflicted with the pressure of material nature, they have become callous. Every moment, every second, they are being controlled, and still they are thinking they can do anything and everything independently. So in this way, they are suffering, but a learned, a saintly person, the Prahlad Maharaj, he thinks that without delivering this fallen soul, alone I am not prepared to go back to home. Naitan Bihaya Kripanan. Kripanan means misers. All these persons who are in this material world, they are hankering after material enjoyment, and they have no interest to understand a spiritual life. Such persons are called Kripana. Kripana. Tippanta neha kripana bahudukkavāya. Several times discussed this verse, that this material life, especially material life means sex life, so everyone is suffering for indulging in sex life, but in spite of suffering, they are not satiated. Therefore they are called kripana. Kripana means mind. Brahmana means liver, and Kripana means mind. Everyone of us, we have got this valuable body, human form of body. If we utilize it, then utilize it by Brahma Jnana, then we become Brahmana. And if we do not utilize it, then you have to follow. So, let me say, Kripana. Kripana means these people, these conditioned souls, they are not endeavoring for liberation from this material. They are so callous, foolish, just like cats and dogs eating, sleeping and waking. That is their happiness. So, they are reluctant. Nobody is interested in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, you have to, by the grace of Krishna, you have to adopt such means that they may be interested a little about Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, they are so dull and miserly, they do not understand that Krishna consciousness movement is very, very important for them. They have no sense even to understand. But the preacher who is Krishna conscious, he knows that without Krishna consciousness, these people are condemned. They cannot be happy. They cannot be liberated. They will simply remain within this material world, accepting one body after another. And whichever material body we accept, it is meant for suffering. It is not meant for any happiness. Titam jantana. The three kinds of material miseries, adhaktik, adhivautik, adhivaidhi, he has to undergo. Only the devotee, Krishna conscious devotee, he can deliver. He goes from town to town, village to village, house to house, to bring this message of Krishna and deliver him. Prahlad Maharaj is promising, Naitan vihaya kriponar vimuksa eka. I do not wish to go alone. Give me some strength so that I can deliver some of them. It is not possible to deliver all of them. But that is a very important engagement for Vaishnava. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written in his Chaitanya Chaitanyamrita, we can understand a Vaishnava very nicely when we see that he has converted so many conditioned souls into Vaishnava life. That is estimation of a Vaishnava. If I simply try for myself, I may be very advanced devotee. That is not very much appreciated by Krishna. Prayana jiva munayo sabu muttikava. Everyone is interested. There are Goshtanandi and Bhajanandi. Bhajanandi is interested for his own welfare. Or they think it that he is not competent enough to preach. That he does not go for preaching one. Sabha-mukta-kama, let me look after my own affairs, oil your own machine. So, this is another stage, and other stage is a devotee taking all risks, preaching for the benefit of the whole human society. He is called Goshtana, increasing the number of devotees. That is preferred by Krishna. It is said in the Bhagavad Gita. Jayamang paramam goyam mad bhakti samidhasati. Anyone who is engaged in preaching this confidential science, Bhagavad Gita, nachata smart manusyesu kastit me priyatit kama. Nobody is dearer to me than he is. Oh, want very quickly recognition by Krishna, go on preaching Krishna consciousness. Even it is imperfectly done, but because you are sincere in your whatever capacity you have got, if you preach, then Krishna will be very much pleased. I have seen practically in my Guru Maharaj days, there was a paper, Dainik, Nadia Prakash. It was being published daily, a piece of paper, just like I was publishing back to order. And if a small brahmachari would go to Navadvip and would sell a few copies, 1 paisa a copy, and that would be taken as great teaching by Guru Maharaj. Oh, you have sold 5 copies, very good. Because people are so reluctant, they are not at all interested in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, we become very much engaged when we see that some of our books and literatures are sold. They will gain every benefit. So, this is the mission of high class Krishna, how to please Krishna consciousness among the suffering humanity. This is the part of this verse, pursued by Prahlad Maharaj, and we are following the footprints of Prahlad Maharaj. Never mind, even it is imperfectly done, we must execute the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jare Rakho Tare Kaha Krishna Vare. I may not be so very expert in delivering the message of Krishna, but my duty is to try to my best capacity how to distribute this knowledge to the suffering for man. Thank you.